Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, amen. Welcome to another broadcast. We've got up Brother Mike upright, and he's going to be singing Only a Hill. And I know that's going to be a blessing to you. Hope you had a good night at the house of God last night. And we sure did at our church. We thank the Lord. What a blessing. And at this time, Brother Mike upright singing Only a Hill.
There is an old hill standing outside a city. In a faraway land to which I've never been. But there a dear lamb was slain without mercy or pity. And the blood he shed there cleansed my soul from sin. It's only a such a great mountain, God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of his son sprang forth as a fountain to flow from that old hill that's precious to me. Think back to that hill that's called Calvary. It's only a hill, yet such a great mountain. God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of the Son to me.
All right, that's Brother Mike upright singing Only a Hill. And I tell you, friend, I love it when I hear people sing about Calvary, testify about Calvary, preach about Calvary. Amen. It's always a blessing to me. Amen. I tell you, I don't think a man could ever get over Calvary once he's been truly born again by the grace of God. I don't think you could ever get over Calvary. Amen. Here we are now, live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Matthew chapter number 6. And this is where we're going to be in the text tonight, Matthew chapter number 6. If you brought your cell phone to church, will you raise it up? I'm just curious. You're not in trouble. Just kind of curious. Just, amen, raise it up high and let me see it. All right. Good. Okay. All right. Several people. Almost everybody's got one. Does anybody need one? Amen. You know, I'm not giving them away or nothing like that. All right. Sorry. So Matthew chapter number 6, I want to talk tonight about communication. And I feel like that communication is very, very important. And obviously you do too, amen? Or you wouldn't have a cell phone at church. And I want you to think about that for just a moment. You know, every single one of us almost have got a phone, right? It's amazing how that we are so communicated and connected with the world. And it's okay, but we're losing communication with the one who means the most, the God of all eternity. Now listen, we send thousands of texts, maybe hundreds of texts, I don't know, maybe 10 texts. I don't know how many text messages that we send in a day, but we do send them, right? Of all generations, we are the most connected generation that there ever has been. We have more forms of communication than any generation that's ever lived. We have more means of communication than anybody. However, why are we having difficulty staying connected with God? Something to think about, isn't it? Let me read the text. Are y'all there in Matthew chapter number 6? Look at verse number 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. You know what that is? That's not a prayer of power. That's a prayer of performance. They've got it down. They know how to say the right word. Dearly beloved. They've got it down. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You've seen people. You've been around people. They've got it down. They know what to say. They know how to say it. That's these hypocrites. Now take your Bible and go with me to Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11. We're going to be all over your Bible tonight. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter number 11. And I want you to see verse number 1. And this is Jesus praying here. Are you there? And maybe if you've got a pen, I want you to underline the word certain place, okay? And it came to pass that as he was praying, we're talking about he being Jesus, in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples to pray. I'm going to go back and I'm going to read Matthew chapter number 6, verses 5 through 13. We've already read verse 5. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Look here, God's keeping a record. God knows who's pretending and God knows who's praying. God knows who's performing and who's praising, amen. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Enter into thy closet. Do you remember what Luke chapter 11, verse number 1 said? He said that Jesus came from a certain place. That there must be separation when it comes to that communication with God, all right? Let me continue. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not your will, his will, thy will be done. Are y'all getting that? As it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, listen to this, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Now notice this. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, one man said that the disciples, while seeing Jesus perform miracles, and while seeing Jesus raise the dead, while seeing Jesus walk the dusty streets, saw him do many miraculous things, but they never asked Christ to teach them how to do a miracle. They never asked Christ how to preach. They never asked Christ how to raise the dead. But the one thing that they asked Christ to teach them to do was to pray. If there's anything that you're going to need in the Christian life, and if you're going to be prosperous in the Christian life, you're going to have to know how to get in touch with God. And friend, I want you to know this, more so than ever before in my life, I have felt a direct drive for me to get in touch with God, for me to know how to communicate with God Himself. We're in a place, friend, we're so excited about communicating with everybody that we forgot who's most important, and that's God Himself. I mean, we can talk to hundreds of people today, and we can, it can travel all over the world, but yet we can never leave earth and get to heaven. And we need to get heaven to talk to us. So this is what I'm going to try to do tonight. I'm going to try my best to give you some principles from the Word of God to help you get your line, direct line to God back in order before the meeting so that you can be ready to go, plugged in when the meeting takes place, all right? Now, I want you to get this. When it comes to communications with God, I want you to see, first of all, that communications start in a certain place. Start in a certain place. Now, once again, Luke 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a, where? Certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. I begin to think today about the military. Me and Jacob was talking about this a little bit earlier today. Think about the military for just a moment. What if you had traveled to foreign soil, right, and you've got all of this stuff, all this equipment, what's the first thing that you're to establish? A line of communication. Now, this place that you establish for communication is going to be a place that's going to house, it's going to be an operations office, a place that's going to be, that you can communicate. And so let me think about this for just a moment. It is dedicated to that of communication. Is that right, some of you service guys? Is that correct? This communications area, I don't know what they call it. I don't know the technical term. But this communication place is a place that's dedicated for the sole purpose to communicate with those in authority and those that are around, right? If it works for the military, why in the world don't it work for us? If it worked for Jesus, it'll work for you, this certain place. Now, I want you to get in your minds for just a moment what this certain place is. Now, listen, the book of Matthew called it a closet. They call it the closet. Now, certain place. Now, in this room that we were talking about earlier, it's housed with equipment, this communications place, this certain place. It's housed with all kinds of computers and transponders and transmitters and that type of thing. Whatever you need to get the communication out, this thing's got it. However, when Jesus prayed, he went to a certain place. It was a place that the disciples didn't know where he was at. The Bible says he came back from that place. In other words, they didn't know where he was at. He was not to be interrupted. He was not to be distracted. Are y'all with me tonight? He had no clocks on the wall. He had no phones. He had no way for other people to come into that place. He was securely there in this place of communication between him and God. We wonder, Brother Kevin, we wonder why that the church has no power. But if I was to go across the room tonight and specifically ask each individual if you were saved, nearly 90-something percent would probably say, yes, preacher, I'm saved. If I then ask you where your certain place was and how often that you spent in that certain place, things might quickly change. How can you, friend, be saved and not have communication with God? You have to have communication in order for you to survive in the Christian life, friend. It's imperative that you establish communications with God again.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.